You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Brothers and sisters, have you seen any kind of tree that will yield different new kinds of fruits every
month? And
the leaves for medicine.
弟兄姊妹, 如果你看到这样果树, 告诉我, 我们家后院还有地, 哈, 我愿意种,
if you see such a tree, please let me know because then I can plant in my backyard.
那没有的话, 我都愿意把garage拆了也种这个树,
even if I don't have a yard, I will just tear down my garage to plant this kind of tree.
弟兄姊妹, 这个树每个月结新果子,
because this tree will yield new kinds of fruit every month.
满了果子, 而且每个月都是新的。
And every month, new type of fruits.
啊, 这个叶子不枯干, 而且叶子可以治病。
And the leaves were for medicine.
那, 请大家特别注意到12节。
Please pay attention to verse 12.
你们想我现在要读12节的哪一句话?
Do you know which part of the verse 12 I will read?
因为这水是从圣所流出来的。
Because their water flows from their sanctuary.
你有没有注意到为什么先知要突然在这里插进这句话?
Do you know why the prophet all of a sudden mentioned this?
当他在这里讲到这个水带来各式各样的祝福的时候,
when he was mentioning all kinds of blessings that this water brings about,
他怕我们的注意力全在这些祝福上,
because he was afraid that we might be distracted by all these blessings.
他在提醒我们这个水之所以有这样子的祝福, 带来这样子的改变, 因为这个水是从圣所出来的。
So he wants to remind us once again, all these blessings was because the water flowed from the sanctuary.
然后最后他这里有一句话也很重要, 告诉我们。
And there's another statement, very important.
好, 我们在这里看11节, 我们一起来读。
Verse 11, let's read together.
他说, 只是犁林之地, 与挖石之处, 不得治好, 必为炎地。 我不晓得你们有没有看过一些大的河流在旁边有一些沼泽区。
I don't know if you have seen some great rivers, but there will be swamps by the riverside.
这叫做 swamps, 像泥沼泽沼泥的地, 因为它没有向这个河敞开。
Because those swamps are not open to the river.
它跟这个河中间是有隔绝的。
There's an isolation, there's a distance between swamps and the river.
圣经上告诉我们, 当这个水从圣殿里面流下来的时候,
the scripture tells us when the water flows from the sanctuary,
活水涌流, 活水滔滔, 它所到之处, 带来医治, 带来改变, 带来生命。
And this water continues to flow abundantly. Whatever it touches, it brings about changes in life.
你不要说小小的沼泽区, 它不能医治你。
Don't say that, oh, there's a little swamp, it cannot heal.
连整个那么大的石海, 它都可以把它医治了。
It can even heal the entire Dead Sea.
整个石海从南到北, 39 mile, 宽, 35 mile, 宽 9 mile.
So the Dead Sea is about 35 miles long and then 9 miles wide.
因为当时活水进来的时候, 整个石海得到医治。
But yet when the living water comes, the entire Dead Sea becomes healed.
没有一个局面, 没有一个死亡, 没有一个问题, 是圣灵, 是活水不能解决的。
There's no circumstances, no situation that the Holy Spirit cannot resolve.
除非我们向圣灵的工作, 向生命的活水关闭自己。
Unless we closed up to the Holy Spirit and to the work of the living water.
当我们不肯向活水敞开来的时候, 当我们不肯向圣灵敞开来的时候,
when we refuse to open up to the living water, refuse to open ourselves to the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹, 他说我们就 remains, 我们就仍然 维持的我们是低洼之地, 是沼泽之地。
Then the scripture says we remain to be swamps to the valley.
我们再看两张图好了。
Let's see more, two more pictures.
这个我实在找不到那种波涛汹涌的河哈, 我就随便找两个照片。 这个不是约旦河, 这个我只是举个例子给你们看。
This is not River Jordan, but just an example.
你看看活水涌流下来, 那多,
this living water flowing abundantly.
那种满有生命的感觉, 周围都是树。
It's full of life and with trees by the both sides of the river.
然后你再看下一张图。
And then the next picture.
这个是真的死海旁边的沼泽。
And this is indeed the swamps by the Dead Sea.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你自己就留着你那一块吧。
So you just keep it to yourself.
你继续是充满盐，充满死亡，没有生命，你也带不出祝福来。
You continue to remain swamps full of salt and no life, and you can never bring about blessings.
我们再看下一张。
Next.
啊，这种都是封闭的哈，那种 chemical 盐分各种的东西，把你搞得不仅没有生命，人也不能享受你。
So these are swamps full of chemicals and all kinds of salts. Not only that, there's no life. No one can enjoy it.
好了，我们看的照片够了，现在回到信息哈。
Okay, another pictures.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
当我们读这张圣经的时候
，when we read this scripture。
第一件事情
First thing,
我们要注意到我们主耶稣基督为我们所做成的
We have to know what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us
在我的第一段的经文里面我有两个词特别用粗体字、
In my outline there's something that I put a boldface
一个讲到宝座一个讲到祭坛
First is the throne and the altar
这个意象告诉我们活水从宝座那里涌流出来经过祭坛而流向死海
Because the vision tells us that this living water flows from the throne and through the altar
我们从这幅图画退后一步来看
Let's step back and see this picture
就像希伯来书第十章告诉我们的基督为我们一次献上永远赎罪的祭他穿过祭坛进到神宝座面前
Just like Hebrews chapter 10 tells us that Lord Jesus, he once for all offering up the sacrifice through the altar to the throne
因为基督在十字架上为我们舍罪赎命完成的救赎
Because Jesus has already accomplished redemption on the cross for us
他进到神宝座面前领受了所应许的圣灵
And then he approached the throne of God and received the promise of the Holy Spirit
所以活水从宝座从神那里出来
So now the living water flows from the throne.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是一个大喜的信息啊
This is a great news.
啊，所以约翰福音第七章，在节期的末日，耶稣站起来，高声喊着说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来。”
Therefore, in John chapter 7, at the end of the feast, the Lord Jesus stood up and says, "Anyone who is thirsty, come to me."
他说：“信我的，要从他的腹中流出活水的江河来。”
Anyone who believes me, out of his belly will flow the river of living water.
啊，这个等一下我们要再回来看。但是这里告诉我们，耶稣所说的是指的圣灵来说的。
But now Jesus was referring to the Holy Spirit.
因为那时候圣灵还没有赐下来，因为耶稣还没有得着荣耀。
Because at that time the Holy Spirit was not given yet, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
所以弟兄姊妹，以西结书四十七。让这医治的活水能够涌流出来，因为基督为我们进到荣耀里去了。
So the reason that this living water can flow in the book of Ezekiel is because Jesus has already entered into glory.
所以当他来到父神面前的时候，他就为我们领受了所应许的圣灵浇灌下来。
Therefore, when he comes to the throne of the Father, he received the Holy Spirit that was promised, and the Holy Spirit was poured down.
所以生命的活水从宝座流出来。
Therefore, this living water of life now start to flow from the throne.
弟兄姊妹，这个水出来是因为基督为我们完成的救赎。
Brothers and sisters, the reason that this water can flow is because Jesus has already accomplished the redemption for us.
这个水能够医治我们，能够带来生命，因为他受的鞭伤叫我们得到医治。
This living water can heal us and give us life because by his stripes we are healed.
也因着他受的刑罚叫我们得到平安。
And because of his punishment we have receive peace、
哦、这个水越流越广越流越丰富越流越深、啊、
So this water keep flowing and flowing wider and deeper
它沿路上带来生命带来祝福两岸全是树木
And it brings all the way it brings about blessings and life、
啊、
There are trees by the both banks
它经过了40公里进入死海的时候
And after 40 kilometers it enter into the Dead Sea
整个死海的本质被改变了
And the entire nature of the Dead Sea has transformed
弟兄姊妹这是一个伟大的医治啊
This is a great healing, brothers and sisters.
He touched me.
He touches me.
生命的活水来触摸我们这些死海
The living water of life has come to touch us, the dead sea.
生命的活水把生命的祝福带到我们的生命中。
And this great living water of life has brought about the blessing of life to us.
所有苦水要变成甜水，所有的死水、死海要变成活水。
Because all the sweet, bitter water will become sweet, and the dead sea's water will become living water.
不仅仅医治我们。
Not only that, it heals us.
它带来的大的更新和改变，都是树木，都是生命。
It brings about great transformation and renewal. We see trees by both sides of the river.
而在海里面各式各样，各从其类，讲到我们生命里面的丰富，里面的丰富，外面看不到的。
And the Dead Sea will be full of all kinds of fish. It talks about the inner abundance of life.
所以不光里面的生命丰富了，被改变了，外面的结果，外面的见证也都是明显的。
Not only that, our inner life has gone through transformation. We will have our testimonies as well.
Oh, he touched me.
Oh, he touches me.
Something happened that I know. 有奇妙的事情发生了，我们都应该知道的。
So something happened, and we all know.
弟兄姊妹啊，这是伟大的活水。
This is a great living water.
借着耶稣基督领到我们。
Through Jesus Christ has come to us.
借着他为我们完成的救赎，圣灵赐下来了。
Through the redemption that he has accomplished, the Holy Spirit has been given to us.
圣灵的活水在这里沿路上带来祝福。
And this living water of life continue to bring blessing all the way.
随着时间来说，每五百周、每五百周、每五百不是每一千周、每一千周啊，它都一直不住的增长。圣灵在我们身上的工作和祝福是。
Every 1,000 cubit, every 1,000 cubit, this work of the Holy Spirit continued to increase.
而且它越流越广，它从这里一直往东流到亚拉巴，再向南流进到死海里面去。
And this river continued to flow and wider and wider and deeper.
祝福遍满全地。
And this blessing is full of the earth.
从隐基底到隐以格连，说到这是全面性的祝福。
From Engedi to Engleim, this is.Blessing all over the earth.
弟兄姊妹，这是讲到基督为我们所做成的。
And this is what Jesus Christ has done for us.
今天同样的在约翰福音第七章告诉我们。
And also in John chapter 7, it tells us.
不光圣灵是这个活水要在这里涌流啊。
Not only that, Holy Spirit is the living water that will flow.
他要医治这地，他要拯救这地。
He will heal the land and save the land.
他说，凡信我的，也要从他的腹中流出活水的江河来。
And it says, He who believes me, as the Scripture says, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
弟兄姊妹，不仅仅有客观圣灵的工作在外面。
Not only we will experience objective work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵也在我们每一个人的生命里面，他要做这活水涌流医治的工作。
And Holy Spirit will also cause this inside of us, cause this river of life flowing.
我每次读到第七章的时候，我就很感动。他说，凡是口渴的，可以到我这里来喝。
And every time I read, the scripture in John chapter 7, I'm so touched because it says, anyone who is thirst, come to me.
然后信我的要从他的腹中流出活水的江河来。
He who believes in me, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
在这里有一个很大的对比是什么？
There's a great contrast. What is it?
你们都还醒着吗？
What is the great contrast in this verse?
有一个很大的对比是什么？从口渴到流出活水的江河
to flowing the living water of life.
这个世界不能满足我们，主早就说了，凡喝这个世界的水还要再渴。
This world can never satisfy us. The Lord already said that anyone who drinks the water from the world will thirst again.
钱财不能满足我们。
Money cannot satisfy us.
爱情不能满足我们。
Romance cannot satisfy us.
地上的声名、地上的成就、好房子，没有一件事情能够真正的满足你最深之处的。
Good houses, the success of life, nothing can truly satisfy our hearts.
没有得到以前，以为得到就好了。
Before we obtain them, we thought just after I got them, it would be good.
得到了以后还是渴，还是不满足。
But after we obtain them, we're still thirsty.
弟兄姊妹，从一个口渴的人。
From someone being thirsty,
不仅仅成为一个不再渴的人。
Not only that we become someone who's not thirsty anymore.
因为在基督里我们找到了满足。
Because in Christ we have found satisfaction.
而且不仅从渴到不渴，而且从不渴成为活水的江河，能够解人的干渴。
Not only that we're changed from being thirsty to not being thirsty, but to become the source of living water to satisfy others' thirst.
让我这个人能够成为别人的祝福了。
So that I can become a blessing for others.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做医治。
And this is healing.
啊，我不知道大家觉不觉得自己是个病人。
I don't know if you feel that you are sick.
我以前问过了，好，那也许你们已经好了，但是我觉得我一生都需要神来医治我。
But then I feel all of my life I need God's healing.
哎，我们各式各样的毛病。
Because we have all kinds of sicknesses.
我们骄傲，我们猜忌，我们消极啊，我们思想灰心啊，都各式各样的毛病。
We're full of despair, passivity, jealousy, and pride.
啊，又有 depression 啊，这个忧郁症，又有躁郁症啊，又反正各式各样的症。
We have all kinds of depression, bipolar, all kinds of mental illnesses.
那更不要说像我们这种已经过了60岁了，那真的可怜到不得了。我现在不戴眼镜不能看东西了。
And let alone people like me, over 60, now I cannot read anything without reading glasses.
但是身体的病不会让我痛苦。
But yet, physical illness will not cause me too much pain.
我们生命本质里面各式各样的毛病，让我受苦，也让周围的人受苦。
But yet, in myown nature, there's something that will cause me pain and cause people around me pain.
活水要带来的医治。
But yet, this living water will bring about healing.
不仅仅让我本质上生命里面得到医治。
Not only that, I'm healed deep down in my nature.
让苦水变成甜水了，死水变成活水，而且给人生命的活水。
So that this bitter water becomes sweet, this dead water becomes living water and can provide others.
这样子的医治我们都需要。
We all need this kind of healing.
但是圣经告诉我们，这个水是从宝座面前经过祭坛流出来。
But yet the scripture tells us that this water originated from the throne and flows through the altar.
我们刚才讲的基督的那一部分。
Yes, we have talked aboutThe part that Christ has done for us.
那现在我们也要讲我们自己，讲教会了。
Now we need to talk about us and the church.
在我们的生命里面，在我们的教会，我们的聚会里面，要有活水涌流，决定离不开宝座，决定离不开祭坛。
In order to that our lives and our meetings, our church will have flowing of the living water, we cannot depart from the throne and the altar.
而神的同在
，God's presence，
神的主权
，God's sovereignty.
当我们真在这样子的里面进到他的面前来敬拜他的时候
As we come before him and worship him
因为我们早晨在那里我们就是那么简单的唱出我敬拜你我敬拜你当我们真的心向的至高者敬拜的时候
Just like this morning we simply come to him and say Lord we worship you we worship you As our hearts are open to him
当那个 divine encounter 真的发生的时候那个神圣相会发生的时候
So when that divine encounter actually happens.
因为什么我们得医治的
We're healed.
活水出来的
Because the living water comes.
当我们在这里高举他真正敬畏他的时候弟兄姊妹神的祝福圣灵一定要祝福我们
As we exalt him, worship him, and fear him, for sure that he will bless us.
而且活水是经过祭坛而流出来的
And also this water flows through the altar.
所有圣灵的工作都决定不离开十架救赎跟十架经历的原则
Because all the work of the Holy Spirit will not depart from the work of the cross.
更多的脱离自己舍己更多的献上自己就带下更多圣灵的祝福和工作
The more self-denial, the more sacrifice will bring about more work of the Holy Spirit.
如果你觉得你从来没有经历过圣灵充满
If you neverexperience of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，常常是我们跟神之间的关系出问题。
Oftentimes there's some problem between us, some issue between us and the Lord.
我们要非常诚恳的、真诚的到主的面前来。
We ought to come before the Lord with sincerity.
他来就是要救我们。
Because he has come to save us.
他来就是要医治我们。
Because he has come to heal us.
就像我里面有最可怕的被盗的病，我也是来到他的面光中，让他来医治我。
Even I have the most dreadful sickness of backsliding, I can still come before his light and be healed.
所以来到宝座前，来到至高者面前，这是领受活水。永远不能脱离的原则。
So the most important principle of receiving this living water is to come before the throne, before this most high.
所以我们要检视我们个人的侍奉，我们的聚会是不是真正合神心意，是不是真正源于宝座。有一个最好的根据就在于是不是有活水涌流，还有它的度量到底是多少。
So if we want to examine to see if our services are actually originated from the throne, the check mark is that if there's living water.
到底我们的服事，到底我们的聚会，小组聚会，波饼聚会，祷告聚会，有没有活水，有没有生命在我们中间？
Is there life? Is there living water in our meetings, in our prayer meetings, our communion, in our small meetings?
当我们真的同心来高举基督的时候，
as we with one heart exalt Christ.
当我们真正这样一起同心，在这信心里面来到宝座前敬拜的时候，
as we come before the throne, worship in one heart.
弟兄姊妹，我相信那个活水的度量会越来越丰富，越来越丰富在我们中间。
I believe the love of the living water will continue to rise in our midst.
好，所以当水流在我们身上工作的时候，
and when the water works in us,
我再要说，只有我们对圣灵关闭，只有我们不肯接受活水在我们身上的流通，才可能让我们继续维持是沼泽低洼之地。
Because when the living water comes, let me remind you, we can only remain swamps if we refuse to open to the Holy Spirit.
我们不妨停个半分钟，大家问问看，在我里面有没有很多沼泽地？
Maybe we will pause a little bit and ask ourselves, are there any swamps in our life?
在我里面有一些东西，我就是不让神来碰的。
Are there anything?Is there anything in our life that we refuse to let the Holy Spirit touch?
在我里面有些地方我就是不肯顺服。
Or there are areas that I refuse to be obedient.
在我里面就是有一些地方我不肯向主来降服。
Or there are some areas of my life that I refuse to surrender.
它就继续成为低洼之地，成为沼泽之地。
And they...that those areas will remain, continue to remain being valleys and swamps.
不仅自己没有生命，没有改变，也不能够成为别人的祝福。
Not only that, our life will not change. It's impossible for us to become blessings to others.
不仅我们的那一部分神完全没有用，不能用，它没有价值。
Not only that, God cannot use that part. It's
worthless. 他说他人
And the scripture says it will continue to give it over to salt.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的求神帮助我们哈。
May the Lord help us.
不仅仅约翰福音第七章讲到这是生命的活水，圣灵的水流。
So, John chapter 7, it says this is the living water, the flowing of the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传第一章第八节讲到圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就要得到能力，从耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚直到地极，做我的见证。
And Acts chapter 1 verse 8.The Lord says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You shall be my witnesses to me, in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth.
所以从使徒行传我们看见圣灵降临的时候，从宝座中流出来的时候。
In Acts, we see that when the Holy Spirit comes and the water flows from the throne.
整个福音的工作，圣灵的工作，随着使徒们，随着神的仆人们，从耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，它一直向外流。
And the work of the gospel continued to advance through the work of the apostles from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria to the ends of the earth.
弟兄姊妹，让我们都勇敢的起来，转到回到主的面前去啊
！Brothers and sisters, let's all rise up with boldness and turn our hearts to God.
这是他给我们的应许。
This is the promise that He has given us.
圣灵已经赐下来了，活水已经在了。
Because Holy Spirit has already been given to us. There is living water.
把我们所有的心都向他打开来说，主，我接受你，求你充满我。
Let us all open our hearts to Him and say, Lord, I receive you. Please come and fill me.
让圣灵的活水来充满我，来医治我，来改变我。
Let the living water of the Holy Spirit come and heal me and transform me.
把我所有生命死亡的情形除去。
Remove all the lifeless state.
哦，让我成为人的祝福，成为这个时代的祝福。
That I will become a blessing to people and to this generation.
也让我们教会神在我们身上的恩典，真是能够从我们中间中心到圆周的出去啊。
And also that the blessing that God has given to us may flow from us.
这是所有圣灵工作的原则。
And that is the principle of the work of the Holy Spirit.
我最后让大家看一个 slide.
Lastly, I want to show you a slide.
好，这是 one of 这个作者这个画家，我们蛮喜欢他的啊。他是专门画光的，画 light.
This is an artist who specializes in painting light that I really like.
这个 Thomas Kendall 啊，他是专门画光的。
And he specializes in painting lights.
这幅画我跟于师母都很喜欢啊。
And this is a painting that both Pastor Nancy and I love.
这个。
No, not this one.
我从网络上找的哈，这个让你们看一下，那个看不太清。他从很远讲到那个荣耀的光，我听到作者介绍他画 这幅画的时候，他的灵感。
And I heard this painter, the artist, share about the inspiration when he painted this.
他从很远神的荣耀荣光里面，活水涌流出来。
Because he saw from far, far away from glory of God, this living water flows.
然后周围充满了生命，充满了祝福。
And there's life and blessing all around.
然后不离开耶稣基督他的十字架。
And there's always the cross of the Christ.
弟兄姊妹，借着十字架。借着神圣的恩典和祝福，活水在我们中间涌流。
Brothers and sisters, through the cross, through the divine blessings, that this whole living water will flow in our midst.
凡信我的，要从他的腹中流出活水的江河。
He who believes in me, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
我们不仅从有病得到医治。
Not only that, we're changed from being sick to being healed.
不仅从苦水变成甜水
and from bitter water to sweet water
不仅从死海变成充满了生命充满了祝福的海
change from a dead sea to a sea full of life and blessing
不光是圣灵的工作今天也是每一个蒙恩神儿女们该有的经历
not only that this is the work of the Holy Spirit it's also the experience for every child of God
要从我们腹中流出活水的江河
out of the heart will flow rivers of living water
We are glad that you listened to the program we edited, and we hope you may let your relatives and friends know the web address of Living in Jesus, www.livinginjesus.org, and invite them to listen too. May more people believe in Jesus.